Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts, delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Yeah, Cathal O'Sullivan is with me in studio this afternoon with all the good news that's been happening right across the world. You have positive scientific news about ovarian cancer tests, first
yeah,
of all.
Yeah, Andrea. So it's actually new research coming out from Irish researchers at the School of Medicine at Trinity College. And it's found that ovarian cancer cells found in the bloodstream may hold a key to tracking the disease's progression. So these researchers have pointed out that the cancer spreads when cells from, I suppose, the original tumour that is identified break away and travel through the bloodstream. But this new kind of research that they've kind of collaborated with the School of Medicine in St. James's Cancer Institute in the UK, they've shown that now the ovarian cancer cells can be detected in the bloodstream, and they can use the things like platelets and immune cells to, like, as a protective cloak almost, to stop them spreading and to kind of help them survive, so they can put this protective cloak
on
them.
This would be incredible if they can carry out a blood test now, you know, to detect ovarian cancer.
So Dr. Sharon O'Toole, who is one of the leaders of the research, said now kind of brings us closer to developing what you say there, like a simple blood test, like almost like a finger prick and something like that, that could transform how we diagnose and monitor and treat ovarian cancer, because currently they're this kind of circulating tumour cells that are in our bloodstream can be tracked for things like there's different types of cancers like breast and prostate cancer that they can track them to when they travel to and from the tumour. But these CTCs now will be able to be identified and observed in ovarian cancer. So going forward, people who are experiencing this or maybe are being tested for it, it might be a little bit simpler for them. It might be a bit more positive.
And it's not officially on the market yet, but they're a step closer, really, aren't
they? Absolutely, yeah. So around 400 women in Ireland are diagnosed with ovarian cancer every year. So they're a step closer to helping these patients.
Okay, good stuff.
Friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks,
Andrea, how many friends is the optimum friends, amount of friends to have?
I don't know if I'm a good person to ask this. I have a lot of groups of friends, you know, I have different pockets. From kind of home friends and school friends and college friends and work friends and just friends.
Yeah, just more and more I think people are kind of finding that they have different pockets of friends and different groups. But Irish people are really good at having friends. So,
as in we've loads of them?
Yeah.
Or good quality?
Good quality. So according to the Integrated Values Survey, Ireland has been named the country where friendship matters most to us. So
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, personally to me, friendship matters most. It's kind of like that thing of your friends come first and loyalties and kind of bonds, and you make them kind of in college and in school and in work. And 70% of respondents from Ireland described friendships as very important.
Right.
But according to a psychologist, Robin Dunbar, 5 people is the optimum amount in one group. But you can have up to 150 people.
Actually, you don't have 150. That's like Facebook.
That you would go for a drink with.
So 150 that you go for? No, surely you mean 5 you'd go for the drink with.
No, so that you maintain a network of, according to the psychologist, it's that you maintain a network of 150 people.
Right.
That you would go for one singular drink. Well, not one
singular
drink. Well,
I wouldn't. I'm not going for drinks, one drink with 150 people.
I think I'd probably hit the 60 mark. In and around that. That you'd actually go out, you'd be like, okay, I'll meet you.
So there's about 50 or 60 people a year you meet for a drink.
I wouldn't say every year, but like I'd be okay with going for a drink with
them.
But Irish people do it really well, so we keep these bonds, we keep these friendships. And I think one person who says it how it is Garan Noon, and this is why he thinks our friendships are great.
The Irish people value their friends more than any other country, because you always need a friend. Isn't that lovely? A true Irish friend kicks you while you're down and diminishes your accomplishments. That is true Irish friendship. That's how you create character.
There is something kind of unique about the Irish friendships, though, isn't
Absolutely.
There? You know, like, we do wind each other up, like, and
Yeah, like some, I come on here every Wednesday and I'll come out of the place and I'll still get a text and be like, how are they still letting you on there? And you're fluffing your words and saying this, that and the other. And I'm like, my friends listen because they'll slag me after. Whereas sometimes I come out and you meet someone, oh, I saw you on the telly, saw you on the radio, aren't you great? My friends were like, what are you wearing on the telly? Why are you wearing that? Your shoes were dirty and you had funny colour socks.
Yeah, that's the only way to maintain a good friendship. Now, I know a lot of the Lunchtime Live listeners are going to be thrilled to hear that there might be a way to stop these guys.
The dreaded seagull, Andrea.
Oh my gosh, they are a torture.
They're relentless, yes. But we have a little bit of good news that might make people standing out there at the top of Grafton Street a little bit happy. So researchers in the UK, in the University of Exeter, have found that the way to keep your food safe from seagulls is to shout at them.
That's it.
Just roar at them. Just roar. Yeah. So they carried out their research with 61 different herring gulls across 9 seaside towns. So that's actually what you see around Dublin a lot of the time as well. It's not a seagull, but a herring gull. And they carried across these seaside towns. They had a box of chips on the ground and they had recorded kind of voices of males shouting, "No, stay away, that's my food." That's all they were shouting
at them.
So
they're like dogs. They respond.
A little bit, yeah. Now, half the gulls flew away within a minute of the experiment found. 15% of the gulls exposed didn't fly away, but walked away, kind of almost, I suppose, a little bit frightened. So these male voices were the ones that they were kind of reacting most to. So when you try to scare off a gull, talking will stop them in their tracks. But I think you just have to shout. That's according to this research. And it was kind of designed as well in a way that you're not batting them away. There's no physical element to it. So they were trying all these...
You don't run at them.
No, don't run at them.
Or throw anything at them. Or just shout at them.
Yeah, absolutely. They were showing kind of like using different sounds like robins and other birds and stuff like that and music. And they don't get frightened by that. They get frightened by human voices that are shouting at
every
them.
Time we mention seagulls on this programme, I have no doubt now when we
get down are going to fly
yeah,
in.
Without question. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Have they finally been replaced?
Bonnie, there's a package for you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm Lilypad. Let's play.
Yes, Andrea, the Toy Story 5.
I can't believe there's Toy Story. I don't think I've seen past 2.
Yeah, well, I love Toy Story. I love Pixar.
That's
I love
great.
All the animation.
It's
yeah, it's
yeah.
absolutely brilliant. And Toy Story 1 and 2 arguably kind of the top Pixar films and the top animation films out there. But yes, in this teaser, we do see the arrival of Lilypad, which is an iPad for Bonnie. So Bonnie was a character introduced in Toy Story 3.
Buzz Lightyear is gone, is he?
Took Andy's toys kind of as he moved to college. But yes, we see in all this kind of teaser, we see Woody, we see Buzz, we see Rex, we see all the people, but we also see this kind of threat to playtime coming into their lives. It's an iPad or kind
it's
of
bound to happen,
technology. Colin. Yeah. And for me now, I see like a bit of a sinister side to this iPad. This iPad isn't going to go down without a fight. Yeah, it's coming in 2026. And I suppose fans of the franchise out there, people who have grown up with it, have seen, I suppose, AI and technology introduced
to their
life. Should
Andy be replaced by an AI robot now
this
in the
6th movie? But you can't get on a Lewis or a bus or a Dart or anything like that without a child playing with an iPad.
Yeah.
So I
reflective
think
of society.
Absolutely, Andrew. But I'm definitely looking forward to sitting down and watching
now,
that.
It was one of my childhood favourites.
Yes, Sabrina Carpenter there.
Not Sabrina now, but...
No, but where she's going. So Sabrina Carpenter is actually set to star in a reimagination of Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. So was it, I suppose you say like that,
oh,
it was
I enjoyed
one of your
it.
Faves.
Yeah, it was, definitely. That was kind of, you know, yeah, one of the big ones
one of the
my
big
time.
Ones growing up. But yes, so it's being kind of reimagined into, I suppose, something that Sabrina Carpenter might star in. And it's being written by the person who was behind Jennifer Lopez's movie Hustlers. So I fear it's going to be a bit of a kind of a modern reimagination.
Sorry, so it's not a...
I don't think it's going to be... It's musical, number one, but I think it might be set in the 21st century. She might fall down, I don't know, a manhole in New York or something like that.
I thought it was just going to be a remake of the Disney, like, you know.
No, I... Well, I suppose from my reading of this, now bear in mind Mark Platt, who is behind Wicked and behind Wicked for Good, so that's very much fairy tale-esque and all that, is behind this and putting a lot of production elements to it. But from my reading and from my understanding of the person who's directing and writing it, they've kind of wrote more kind of modern girly rom-coms. Now, absolutely, prove me wrong within the next year, this director, but I feel like it might be some form of reimagining where she falls down a manhole in New York or something like that.
Yeah, good stroke, Sabrina Carpenter, for that age group, isn't it?
Well, do you know what? She's the pop star everyone is after at the moment, after kind of, I don't know, she got 6 Grammy nominations this year. So yeah, definitely one to watch, but also I'll be looking forward to see how they do it.
Yeah, Cathal O'Sullivan, thanks a million for popping in to put little bit of positivity, sprinkle a little bit of happiness into our Wednesday. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.